Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are here at Herald Square, which is at 35th and Herald Square, which is across the street from the Macy's in New York, New York. If you want to hear more information about it, you can go to www.34thstreet.org. You can check the website for information about Herald Square Park and the 34th Street Partnership District, shopping, tourism, coming events, and how to schedule your event. You can read their weekly newspaper, plus notes about the history, architecture, and the horticulture of our park in the district. So I'm here today because it's a wonderful day in New York. It's a beautiful setting. They have flowers out, like you heard about the horticulture, and there's also seating arrangements for people to sit and like a park-type setting. And they have beautiful pink flowers, they're tulips, they have a purple arrangement, and then they have some yellow flowers in these giant-type pot holders. Also, Herald Square is the home to a memorial, which is to James Gordon Bennett. And it's more information about the big memorial, which features something like a warrior and two bell ringers and a bell. And so what it actually depicts on the memorial itself, which is towering over me, and it's also a clock tower, it depicts a story here that says James Gordon Bennett, through whose vision and enterprise, the New York Herald became one of the world's greatest newspapers. So Herald Square is actually named after the Herald, New York Herald, which probably was a newspaper, and, you know, it ranged from so many years to before it even closed or became a new newspaper. So if you want to learn more about the park and its dedication and the newspaper, you can do a lot of the American history and New York history. You can find out about the great newspapers of New York by doing some Googling. Now, I'm here today because it's a wonderful day. It's a nice setting, and I wanted to blog about my son, Markel Green, who is the co-creator of the show. And, you know, I would like to welcome you again to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I'm your host for the show. And today, Team ATP is proud to suggest to you and update you on our senior progress. And so we also have decided to let you know a listing of senior souvenirs for your high schooler if you have, haven't decided to go out and purchase, or if you're still looking for ideas or items to purchase for your graduating senior. And so Markel Green, our co-creator here at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio, is graduating from high school this year, 2015. We are searching the webs and stores for ideas to award him favors for his accomplishments. And so if you have a senior, you know, you're probably looking for similar awards. You're probably looking for similar trinkets, souvenirs, party favors, souvenir ideas. Anything you can get to, you know, congratulate them, you know, on the idea and have a keepsake for the particular time frame. So we have purchased some things, and we have other things on the way. So here's a list of some of the things that we've decided. We decided to get graduation T-shirts, suggestions for you, candy with the logos on it from the high school, or their pictures on it, or the high school name, pins to say, you know, congratulations to you, you know, your work and your script and your scribing and all of your work from school, you know, gets an honorary pin, writing utensil, a necklace. He was a football person. You can get any type of trinket, even one that says 2015. We went another way. If you look on our board, we decided to do some bling. My son is a football star, and so we did a football helmet encrusted in a type of crystal or glass cut, or, you know, whatever you may describe it, faux diamond. But we loved it, and we bought it, and it's a wonderful idea. And we also decided to, you know, we will give gift cards and stuff like that, a money holder card. There's also, you know, the traditional class ring, a senior package, which includes, you know, T-shirts, shorts, trinkets, everything saying their name, their school, you know, and also, you know, their year, which is most important, 2015. Don't forget the yearbook, senior pictures, and if you want to do any self-publishing, like on Blurb or anywhere else, there's also a book of highlights. And we love cupcakes, so we always get cupcakes for everything that we do, so we'll also get cupcakes for graduation. Okay, and so to help a senior along the way, we also suggest getting recruiting videos. So if you have a sports athlete, you probably want to get a recruiting video, and that means highlighting all of their best moments or any moments that they have where they were supported on their team, depending if it's boy or girl, doesn't matter. We encourage you to get a highlight video and send it out to coaches and colleges so that they can, drop your kid, or you can save it for family highlights. Also, don't forget video resumes. If you have a kid that's going to college and to going straight to work, depending on their socioeconomic background, you might have to go to work and go to school. Well, then there's a video resume. That's cutting edge. It's trendy. It's new. You have to do a little bit about yourself in your suit and tie, and you have to stand there and tell everyone that you have these, accomplishments. You've done this at school, and, you know, you've worked these particular jobs, and you're ready for the new, objective. Okay? And so don't forget to, during your senior year, get your senior a blazer or some type of suit jacket so they can go to school at their alma mater. You know, they can, you know, retain this type of professionalism for their, academic success. Okay? And if your kid had a roster, don't forget to download everything you can about each game, you know, the statistics of the game, so you can always have their name whenever it's in print. You'll have everything they've done. Okay? And if you want to dedicate a web page to the assignment, that's a wonderful thing and suggestion for your child. We have Markel Green at Facebook if you'd like to look it up. Okay? And don't forget to get video and picture highlights. Just in case everything is not in video, you can also get pictures highlights. Just in case everything is a clip from the paper or a clip from a newsletter, you can get even school newsletters just in case it's not like a Thomas Edison newsletter like Markel and I had over his 4 years. Okay, so then get a business card. Just in case you have a show like ATP, which is a Theory of Paranormal Block Talk Radio, you can always get a business card so your kids can tell other kids and their parents to look at their, you know, ATP show, look at their blog, to look at their videos, to look at whatever they have in, or their, to contact them for a personal business cards, keep in contact. You can use business cards because of professionalism associated with high school. Okay, and you can get family history items just in case you have something that you haven't told. You were adopted. You have, legacy to a legend, or, you have some music background in your history, or you have famous cousin, aunt's friend's daughter's child, friend that lived down the street from the lady that walked the dog is in our family, and we can, we know them. Well, anything that you have, you might want to let them know where they come from, who they are, so they can prepare for where they're going. And, there's nothing to pop up abruptly when they're doing something major, okay? So, maybe a senior song. So that means a song that you dedicate to, the whole pomp and circumstances, the whole promenade, of graduation, the ceremonial type song. Or maybe you can get a hip-hop song that you really love and you just dance and you do all the cooking, you do all the cleaning, and, you can get yourself a senior song to memorize the moment, and maybe a senior book, something like And Still We Rise. That could be one of the types of songs that the school did for summer reading. Or you can do a Kanye West song, something like Never Let Me Down. You saw that on our pages, so we'll tell you something like that was very, influential to us. And then don't forget to make a reflection column for your child. So it says reflections. It reflects each day like a journal, or each month, or periodically, something throughout the senior year that was a reflection to let your child know that, as they grow and move on into adulthood, there's a lot to reflect on moving out of childhood and moving out of the high school years. Okay, so that's a lot right there. And so if you stayed with it all year, you blog with us, then you see that there was a lot to dedicate to your senior this year. And even if you're a senior of 8th grade, and we usually deal with 16 and over because that's our show program, we rated PG-13 and everything, then usually even if you're in 8th grade and you're listening because you're a little more mature and your parents said it's okay, well, even you can start your graduation from there and you'll have this, you would have done this year, and you also have it when you're like senior year, and you'll be more in tune with what to do, and you can do more if you would like. Okay, for school activities, you can suggest to your senior, to the staff members, and to other students, to do senior polls, senior trip. You can do the senior breakfast program for senior meetings, And also you can discuss senior class issues at the breakfast program if you would use the time, if others don't have time to dedicate out of school because of, you know, extracurriculars and your jobs and everything like that. If you don't have time to dedicate, the breakfast program is an excellent place where the school will give you time to do a meeting in a corner of the cafeteria while eating breakfast. You can have your class vice president or president, you know, talk with you, or any committee leader can get with you on any topics that's for seniors. Okay? And you can also do the job shadowing program. That's not an internship, but you can do an internship, and you also can do like a job shadowing program, which is a program that you can do for one day or for several days, but it introduces you to different jobs. Okay, don't forget senior mixers. You can do them yourself other than the prom. You can have them all year. You can have, you know, small food. You can have just a mixer. You can have drinks and nothing else. You can dress or not dress, you know, jeans or casual or formal. It doesn't matter. You can just stay together all year with the seniors from your class bonding as you get ready to go out into the real world. Okay, senior socials, don't forget about those. Senior Sweet 16 dates, going to different, formal, informal events. And don't forget about a lot of graduation party favors. And so that's our suggestion to parents, teens, other supporting adults, other teachers, and different people. Just go out and get everything that you can for your kid and have a wonderful time doing everything yourself this year. And don't forget to get some important clothes, like for the graduation. I suggest to my son to do a formal, informal, semi-formal, I believe, not informal, semi-formal approach to graduation day. That means anything like a tie and a shirt and a slacks and shoes, or a jacket a tie and shirt and slacks. Don't take it like those Harvard kids and put on those T-shirts and shorts and wear sneaker shoes, because we're not rich and we have to respect our educational institution, and so therefore we want to respect it with a semi-formal, formal attire. So I wanted to make sure that we did do that. So that's my time here. I'm going to enjoy the day. There's a beautiful floral scent in the air here at Herald Square. I'm in front of the Macy's building. I'm in New York. Everything is blooming. Everything is beautiful. And the sky rises and everything look like the wealth of the world. And if we never had pyramids, we do know that the island of Manhattan has, so many beautiful stone buildings that they're comparable because they're functional in any way to any system of the world. I'm proud to be American, and I wouldn't want it any other way. So I thank you for your time. Until next time.